Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Cloud Service Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing Fundamentals for Business Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore three primary cloud service models: Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the different cloud service models and their applications, as well as compare their use cases effectively. Main content: introduction to IaaS is PaaS, and SaaS cloud computing has revolutionized how businesses operate by providing flexible resources over the internet. The three primary service models, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, each play a unique role in this ecosystem. Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. Instead of investing heavily in physical hardware, businesses can rent servers, storage, and networking from cloud providers like Amazon Web Services, Microsoft Azure, or Google Cloud. This allows companies to scale their infrastructure up or down as needed. For example, a startup might begin with a small server and increase capacity during peak times without the need for physical upgrades. Platform as a Service, PaaS, offers a platform allowing developers to build, run, and manage applications without dealing with the complexities of maintaining the underlying infrastructure. PaaS solutions, such as Google App Engine or Heroku, provide tools and libraries that streamline application development. For instance, a business looking to launch a mobile application can utilize a PaaS solution to quickly prototype and deploy their app without worrying about server management. Software as a Service, SaaS, delivers software applications over the internet, eliminating the need for installations or updates on local machines. Popular examples include Google Workspace, Salesforce, and Slack. SaaS solutions are accessible from any device with internet connectivity, allowing teams to collaborate seamlessly. For instance, a marketing team can use a SaaS platform like MailChimp to run email campaigns without needing complex software installations. Use cases for each service model. Understanding when to use each cloud service model can significantly impact efficiency and cost effectiveness. IaaS use cases. IaaS is ideal for businesses that require complete control over their infrastructure. Startups or companies with fluctuating workloads often choose IaaS for its scalability. For example, an e-commerce business may use IaaS to handle increased traffic during holiday sales. By scaling resources dynamically, they can ensure optimal performance without overcommitting to permanent infrastructure. PaaS use cases. PaaS is perfect for developers who want to focus on coding without managing infrastructure. It is often adopted by companies looking to develop and deploy applications quickly. For instance, an educational institution may use PaaS to create an online learning platform, allowing educators to concentrate on content rather than server management. SaaS use cases. SaaS is commonly used for applications like customer relationship management, CRM, human resources, and project management. Companies benefit from the ease of use and accessibility that SaaS provides. For example, a remote team can effectively collaborate using project management tools like Trello or Asana, ensuring everyone is on the same page regardless of location. Comparison of service models. When comparing IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS, it's essential to consider factors like control, flexibility, and management responsibilities. Control. IaaS offers the most control, allowing businesses to configure and manage their virtual infrastructure fully. PaaS provides less control, as the platform manages much of the underlying infrastructure, while SaaS offers minimal control since users access software hosted externally. Flexibility. IaaS is highly flexible, enabling businesses to customize their environments. PaaS offers moderate flexibility, allowing developers to tailor applications while the platform handles infrastructure management. SaaS is the least flexible, as users must adapt to the software's capabilities. Management responsibilities. With IaaS, businesses are responsible for managing everything from the operating system up to applications. PaaS shifts management responsibilities to the provider, allowing developers to concentrate on building applications. SaaS takes this a step further, as providers manage all aspects of the service, from infrastructure to software updates. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the three primary cloud service models, IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. Each model serves distinct purposes and offers various advantages depending on business needs. By understanding these models, you can make informed decisions about leveraging cloud computing for your organization. As you continue in this course, keep in mind how these service models can enhance your business operations and facilitate your career advancement in technology. Reflection questions: how can your organization benefit from adopting IaaS, and what specific scenarios might warrant its use? In what ways can PaaS streamline your development processes, and what type of projects would you consider using it for? Reflect on a SaaS application you currently use. What features make it effective for collaboration, and how can you leverage it in your workplace?